Press TV headlines. Rights campaigners say Saudi-backed forces in Bahrain set an activist's home on fire. Libya's National Transitional Council says Italy has agreed to supply it with arms. Tunisia's interim government declares an overnight curfew in and around the capital, Tunis. Also coming up, more Yemeni demonstrators are killed as the Saleh regime steps up its brutal crackdown on protests. Hello and welcome. It's 1:30 a.m. in Iran's capital, Tehran. You tune into Press TV International News. Our first story takes us to Bahrain. Saudi-backed regime forces have attacked the residence of a human rights activist and then set it ablaze. The Bahrain Center for Human Rights says government forces attacked the home of Saeed Ayyad on Friday. Ayyad has been helping international activists document rights violations in Bahrain. The rights group has also warned of further torture and persecution. In its latest report, it says regime forces have tortured prominent rights activist Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja beyond recognition. Over 1,000 people, including rights activists, former lawmakers, senior clerics, and medics, have been detained during the past 3 months. Meanwhile, Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have attacked homes in the villages of Bani Jumrah and Daraz, arresting several people in the latest round of clampdown on anti-regime protesters. This is international lawyers have filed a lawsuit against Bahrain's ruling family, Al Khalifa, with the International Criminal Court at The Hague.
Mr. Dolan, the head of the Office of Investigation, and we expressed to him what is happening in Bahrain. He was very, he felt with this case, he said that he knows that what is happening in Bahrain is something against law, and he promised that he will do his best to let this case be active as quick as possible.
Maya Al-Khansa earlier said the world should not turn a blind eye to human rights violations in Bahrain. Meanwhile, a group of victims of persecution by the Bahraini regime held a rally in front of the International Criminal Court at The Hague. The Saudi-backed Bahraini regime has violently cracked down on protesters in recent weeks. Dozens of people, including human rights activists, have been killed, some under torture, and hundreds of others have been arrested. Saudi Arabia has put 16 reform activists on trial on security and sedition charges. Security forces detained the men in the western city of Jeddah in 2007 for taking part in a meeting on reform in the kingdom. The pro-reform activists were held for nearly 4 years without charge and denied access to lawyers. According to the only lawyer allowed to represent the men, the hearing took place in secret and in the absence of proper judicial and criminal procedures. Human rights activists say thousands of people are held in Saudi jails without charge or access to lawyers. A Human Rights Watch report in April said Saudi Arabia has arrested more than 160 activists since February. In Libya, regime forces have intensified attacks against revolutionaries across the country. At least 9 people have been killed and dozens more injured in clashes near the western town of Zintan. Opposition forces say regime helicopters have violated the no-fly zone in the besieged city of Misrata. They also criticized NATO for its failure to stop an assault on oil storage containers, despite prior warning about possible bombardment. Meanwhile, Libya's National Transitional Council says Italy has agreed to supply it with weapons. A government source in Rome has denied such a deal, but said Italy will offer revolutionaries what he called self-defense material. France, Britain, and Italy have reportedly sent military advisors to the opposition stronghold Benghazi to help the revolutionaries. Tunisia's interim government has declared an overnight curfew in and around the capital, Tunis. The move follows several days of unrest in the city. Earlier on Saturday, police used tear gas to disperse dozens of protesters demanding the resignation of the transitional government. On Friday, police battled hundreds of demonstrators calling on the government to step down. The confrontation was the most violent Tunisia has seen in weeks. Tension has risen in the country after a former minister warned of a possible coup by people loyal to the ousted government. Former President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali was overthrown following a popular uprising in January after decades in power. The interim government has promised elections in July for an assembly tasked with drawing up a new constitution. Security forces in Yemen have opened fire on a student protest in the southern city of Taiz. At least two protesters have been killed and dozens more injured. Tens of thousands of students reportedly took part in the anti-regime march in Taiz. Similar demonstrations were also held in the southern city of Ib. Yemen has been rocked by months of popular protests against President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Meanwhile, youth groups leading the protests have called on Persian Gulf Arab states to withdraw their proposed exit plan. Under the deal, the president will retain the right to remain as head of the ruling party. It also requires the Yemeni leader to resign 30 days after signing. Saleh told a rally of supporters on Friday that he will resist calls to quit. In Ivory Coast, the state prosecutor has begun questioning ousted President Laurent Gbagbo. This comes weeks after he was captured in the country's main city, Abidjan. Reports say Gbagbo's lawyers were not present at the time of the questioning. Gbagbo is under house arrest for the alleged crimes and his role in the violence that followed the presidential election last November. His refusal to step down following the vote sparked a four-month-long crisis. Post-election violence left thousands of people dead and more than a million others displaced. In Iraq, gunmen have killed at least six people and wounded several others in the eastern city of Bakuba. The incident occurred in a goldsmith's market where unknown armed men shot dead several merchants. Officials say the assailants robbed several shops before fleeing. Following the attack, a car bomb went off just as security forces arrived at the scene. Now on Thursday, a bomb explosion near the police headquarters in the southern city of Hilla killed over 20 and wounded many more. The surge in violence comes as the Iraqi government and the U.S. are reportedly divided over the planned withdrawal of the American troops by the end of this year. Baghdad wants the withdrawal to go ahead as planned, but Washington is willing to extend its presence in Iraq beyond 2011. In Afghanistan, at least 17 explosions have hit the southern city of Kandahar, killing eight people and injuring dozens of others. The blast targeted government buildings, including the provincial governor's compound, the mayor's office, and the buildings of the intelligence agency. Heavy gunfire was also reported near the governor's compound and elsewhere in the city. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attacks. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says the attacks were in revenge for the killing of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. But the Taliban say the operation was planned several weeks ahead. U.S. officials have released what they have described as videos of Osama bin Laden following growing suspicions surrounding the circumstances of his death. The Pentagon has released five clips without audio. The U.S. says the videos were obtained from the residence where the al-Qaeda chief was allegedly killed. U.S. officials also say they have gathered the largest cache of, quote, terror materials in bin Laden's compound. No additional details have been released. The U.S. has not even said when the videos had been taken. U.S. authorities claim they killed Osama bin Laden during a raid in the heart of Pakistan on May 1st. The claim has been disputed by many experts, as the U.S. has failed to release pictures of bin Laden's body as proof. Earlier, we spoke to author and historian Webster Tarpley about the latest developments surrounding the alleged killing of Osama bin Laden.
We have to remember, we are in the land of completely unsubstantiated claims. We're in the land of no proof of anything. And I think what we have to focus on is this treasure trove, as they called it, the so-called cache that they claim to have found, hard drives, disk drives, thumb drives, all these terabytes of information. Their immediate goal is to build credibility for this treasure trove. So the technique that they've chosen is the human interest story, you might say. Reality television, bin Laden at home, home movies, candid camera, or for voyeurs, the bin Laden cam, right? The candid shot of bin Laden sitting in his easy chair. This is designed to get people interested in the story. The idea, though, is that second or third waves of this information will then be released. It's all doctored, manufactured, and it will target countries like Pakistan, number one, Iran, number two, quite possibly Hezbollah. It will target individuals that the U.S. is interested in attacking, like...
You can find more on Webster Griffin Tarpley on our website, PressTV.hir. Well, you tune in to Press TV International News. We have four headlines for you. First, starting with Bahrain. Reich's campaigners say Saudi-backed forces in Bahrain set an activist home on fire. Libya's National Transitional Council says Italy has agreed to supply it with arms. Tunisia's interim government declares an overnight curfew in and around the capital, Tunis. And more Yemeni demonstrators are killed as the Saleh regime steps up its brutal crackdown on protests.